though the Iraqi parliament finally approved the U.S. troops withdrawal agreement. Its execution is now subject to public ratifications through a referendum due to be held in July 2009.
The most important thing is to let Iraqis have their say along with the government representatives about the future of their country. The Iraqi government must soon start the preparations for a national vote on the Iraq-US pact and work towards national consensus all over the country.
The agreement was approved, as many Iraqis say they are not aware of its details yet. There were many sticking points in the agreement, and it's not clear how the two sides came together on it.
The Iraqi government must publish the articles of the pact. We should participate in deciding the fate of our country. We don't know yet if this pact is against the nation's interests or not.
Even the media has not revealed enough details on the agreement to make people more familiar with an agreement which directly deals with their fate. Mohammed Jassim, an Iraqi citizen, says how people can deal with something which they have not understood yet.
I can't agree with something uncertain. If I knew the details of the pact, I could decide whether it was good or bad. I don't trust the Americans. I hope the American forces will soon leave Iraq.
On the other hand, other Iraqis believe that the agreement is in the country's interest. To them, during the next 3 years, the country must reorganize its forces and make the government stronger.
I'm for the pact because it does not violate Iraq's sovereignty, but the Americans must leave Iraq according to the timetable in the pact.
Meanwhile, religious leaders have their own perspective. In a statement released by Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani on Friday, the Iraqi people would judge on the U.S. Security Pact in a referendum next year. In addition to the Iraqi rule in the country is not complete while the occupiers are present. Now, this is the Iraqis who should make decision for themselves. In our future, we'll show whether or not they can feel free to decide on the country's sovereignty. Wissam Albayati, Press TV, Baghdad.